going through so many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side.
Jesus rescues me. God indeed. Let's give him a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
He is so worthy to be praised. What a beautiful, beautiful song, beautiful words. The truth of the Lord is just overpowering. That God loves us and that Jesus died for us and a miraculous resurrection, and that he's at the right hand of the throne of God right now, interceding for you and I. That's what it's all about. That Jesus rescued us. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, and then Miss Penny doesn't know this yet, but we're going to do that again, but we're going to do it as a congregational. But let's pray, and we'll go ahead, and then there's nothing that... I just feel the Lord this morning. I know from Sunday school to now, just real excited about what God is doing on this beautiful, beautiful morning. Love each and every one of you. Those tuning in with us, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We're just going to worship God. I'll give you that, just worshiping this morning. If you have a prayer request as we open up, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God sees those hands. But most importantly, he sees our heart. He knows what's inside, where those tears that are falling, those situations that we need answered. And also, he loves our praise and worship for all those situations he's already brought us from and through. And is healing, he's touching right now. So I'm going to ask y'all to join in with me as we pray this morning. And let's keep in mind those that are traveling, those that are sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us for whatever reason this morning. It could be sickness. It could be travels. It could be choice. But we're just asking God to touch right now in each and every situation, to bring those that are lost. The salvational message has got to go forth. The word of Jesus is so true and everlasting. His word will never go out void. And I'm going to ask y'all to pray with me this morning. And we're just going to worship. We're going to pray. But it's okay to open up your heart and your mind and just release it to God now. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house, and in your mighty name we come. Dear Lord, as we stand together now, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we be receptive to your Holy Spirit, to the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, as it just comes between each and every one of us, dear Lord. Just let it fill this chapel this morning, dear Lord. Not only here, but over in the children's church, dear Lord, each and every situation. And, Lord, now we're going to lift up these prayer requests, these burdens, these situations. And, Lord, we're placing them into your mighty hands. Dear Lord, we're asking you to heal, to mend, to protect, to provide. Dear Lord, all the things that you've given each and every one of us, we want to praise you for. But, dear Lord, for those that aren't able to be with us this morning for whatever reason, Lord, we're asking your mighty hand to touch them. Lord, let them feel your holy presence. Lord, those that aren't able to travel, those that are in nursing homes, assisted livings in the hospitals, or at home recovering or going through therapy now, Lord, we thank you for working on each and every one. Lord, may we understand that without you, we're nothing. And, Lord, this service is yours. And, Lord, everything that we have is yours, my Lord. And, Lord, we ask now that you'll continue to bless and touch as you always have. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory. In the most precious name above, that's the name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give him one more clap of praise. Praise God. They're going to put the words back up. And I just want us just to worship the Lord right now with this song. We're just going to ask them, Miss Penny, if you'll lead us again.
Going through so many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. Troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side. Every mountain seems too high.
Every river.
Too high.
Oh,
when
there's
for some hope to hold. Those empty hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry.
In the Holy Ghost and started turning into worship in the Holy Ghost. Started worshiping God in the Holy Ghost in a whole different language. And then God allowed me to see heaven, a little bit of heaven, and He let me feel what it was like. And I couldn't feel flesh. I wasn't flesh up there. All I wanted to do was worship Him and lift up His name and glorify Him. There was no more pain. There was no more suffering. There was no more worry about what tomorrow will bring or the things. Sometimes we feel weak. Sometimes we feel like, Lord, how am I going to make it? Sometimes. Look up for your redemption draw nigh. If you're trying to find anything, I'm here to tell you that God is able to do anything. He is bigger. He is greater than what this world can give you. Because I promise you, this world is not your home. This world is not your home. And when I came back, it was for 3 hours straight. When I came back, I could barely breathe. This world is so heavy. The weight of this world is so heavy. There's things in life that we're going to go through. There's trials, there's tests, there's tribulation. There's different things that we're going to have to go through. But I promise you, at the end, if you keep fighting, there is a better place. There is a better place. But we must stay encouraged. We must uplift each other. We must encourage each other. Because sometimes the devil fights with me. And he's like, Kayla, maybe you shouldn't just go to church today. Kayla, maybe you shouldn't join youth ministry because you're too old. Maybe, Kayla, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes you have to tell the devil who he is. And remind him who you serve. Who's the God you serve? He's bigger, he's greater, and he will do anything that you ask of him. So you just keep fighting. And I promise you, at the end, there is a better place.
Amen.
For all of us. For each and every one of us.
We're not going to stop the flow of the Lord right now. I'm just going to ask the ushers and permission of the church, but after service, we'll worry about offering and that kind of stuff. Let's just let the Lord minister to us right now.
You've been So I know that you won't mind if I lean on you. So I know that you won't mind if I lean on you.
Amen. Mercy ever done anything for you? Come on, aren't you glad that mercy stepped in? What a mess my life was in. What a wreck I was until mercy stepped in. Can I get a witness? Amen. Glory to God. My, my, my. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the spirit of liberty. Glory to God. I'm so thankful that we have a group of people who came together today, amen, to worship and praise the Lord and to let God have His way.
Amen.
Did anybody get their program when they came in this morning? It's because we didn't have one.
That's right.
That's the reason you didn't get it. Amen. We learned a long time ago, amen, to let the Lord direct the service. Amen. And when the Lord directs the service through the Holy Ghost, somebody's going to get a blessing. Amen.
Oh,
somebody's
going
to be anointed. Somebody's going to be lifted up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I just want to give a shout out this morning to all those who came yesterday for the work time at the church. It was great. We had a wonderful time and got a lot accomplished, and they worked really, really hard. So we give them a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank you for everybody who showed up. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's just get right into the word of the Lord this morning. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. The book of Joshua, chapter number 1. I want to read one scripture, if I may, this morning to take our message text. Many's glad that God still deals with His people.
Amen.
Not only does He save us, not only does He forgive us, heal us, make a way, but He is there each and every day through His infilling of His Spirit to lead us and guide us, and to still speak to us in this day of trouble and trials and confusion and mass hysteria that is rampant in the world today. We still have the comfort of the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us. And for this week, I have solely been blessed with the Spirit of the Lord just kind of speaking in that spiritual tone, amen, to kind of calm things down. How many knows that the Lord can calm the most troubled storms, amen? In the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, verse number 9, thank you for standing. The Bible says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your promise. Thank You for abounding that love and mercy, God, toward each and every one of us this morning. Help us to be mindful of Your many blessings. Father, we pray that You would stir our hearts this morning. God, let Your word go forth. Let it sink deep into our spirit. God, let it produce growth and edification. Help us to be submissive and obedient to Your word and to Your will. And Father, I thank You for those who have gathered here today. And Father, I pray right now that we would give You our undivided attention. As You speak to us, that You would have us to hear. And Father, we'll give You all praise, all honor, and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you're seated, turn around and wave to your neighbor. Tell them you love them, and you may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Y'all can continue the communication after church. Amen. I tell you what, when God's people get together, it's a glorious time, isn't it? Heaven's going to be great. Heaven's going to be wonderful. Amen. This morning from that passage of Scripture, I want to bring a message that God has stirred my heart with this week. And we say that a lot. God has stirred me. Amen. Thank God that He cares enough to stir us. And I thank God for that. But if I had a message title this morning, it would simply be, "I Don't Walk Alone."
Amen.
Oh, come on now. Somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to grip that into their heart. I don't walk alone. Amen. Wherever I go, I have a constant abode. Whatever I face, I don't face it alone. I have a strength that is within me. I have a power that is within me that the Lord Himself promised that He said, "I will give you power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." I want you to understand, we do not have to back up to Satan. We do not have to back up to political correctness. We do not have to back up to what some man says. We stand on the Word of God, and the Word of God is what's going to set us free. Man, this morning, I don't walk alone. I want to go back and lay a little groundwork, if I might, this morning. Pick up in verse number 1. And excuse me as I read this. I don't mean to just stand and read, but I believe this is necessary to get to where we want to get to this morning. In verse number 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. Everybody say it happened. I want you to understand a simple fact in the Bible. When it says it came to pass, it happened.
Yes, it did.
Now you can count on it being done. Don't matter if you believe in miracles or not. If the Bible says it came to pass, it happened. Amen. That the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, somebody say every place, that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Which brings us to our message text this morning. And I want to read it one more time. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Yes. We find this is an extraordinary time in the history of Israel. For some 430 years, the children of Israel were in bondage, crying unto the Lord. You know, God answers prayer in His time. I think we all agree with that. But finally, the children of Israel are set free, and they go across the wilderness journey, and 40 years they're in a wilderness journey, which is not, if you look at the Bible and if you look at the maps there in the Bible, that's not a great distance to cover. But if you see the route that they took, it was zigzagging all the way around. Reminds us of how that we walk in this life. Sometimes we're full of energy, sometimes we're feeling good, blessed of the Lord, and we're making progress. Other times, for every one step, we're backing up three, spiritually, because of the things that we encounter in this world. But now Joshua and the children of Israel are about to enter Canaan, the promised land. A newly appointed leader, if you will, probably, in fact, most notably, was a little nervous about the situation. A great responsibility was upon his shoulders. He was about to enter into a strange and unfamiliar land with people that were strange customs to what they had been familiar with, and certainly with uncertain obstacles. But he hears from God, and God simply says, I am with you wherever you go. Now, I don't believe that God makes mistakes. And I believe that God knows exactly what He's doing. When He sends out His word, His anointed word to a minister, to a teacher, to one who is witnessing, I believe that God already knows the circumstances. I just want to tell you this morning, I want to remind you, there's nothing in your heart and in your mind that God does not already know about. You know, you may try to hold your head up high. You may try to act like nothing is wrong, but God knows exactly what you're going through. And I believe that God would let us know that sometimes we walk through dry places. Come on, sometimes it's a wilderness journey. Sometimes we hesitate. We don't know which direction to go. And after a season of prayer, amen, thank God for Kayla, what she's talking about. I mean, that'd do us all good to get in 2 or 3 hours of seasoning prayer and let the Holy Ghost speak to us and lead us and guide us. Amen. Glory to God. There's times we need to be energized through the power of God. And certainly intent and listen to what God's direction is. Because many times we think that we know the way and we just simply want God to sanction it. When God wants to lead us in an entirely different way. So here's Joshua. And he wants to encourage the people. He wants to prepare them for strange encounters. Something that they haven't faced before. Places where they have not walked before. And somebody needs to know that this morning. We may be as a country. We may be as a family. We may be as an individual. Who's about to walk in unfamiliar places. We're about to do something for the Lord and we don't know what it is yet. Maybe we're going through a burden. Maybe we're going through a trial. Maybe we can't get victory over the physical affliction that daily haunts us, amen, and constantly tells us that our body is racked with pain. But how many knows that we serve a healer who has promised that he won't leave you and he won't forsake you, but he will in fact go all the way with you. As we tend to understand what Joshua was encountering. But God reminded him, wherever the sole of your foot touches, I'm going to give it to you. You know, I know the Bible says sometimes stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, but sometimes it says press forward too. Amen? In Jesus' name, in faith, believing that wherever we put our spiritual step, God is going to give us that victory. Amen. Some of us have not tasted victory in so long, we forgot what victory tastes like. We forgot what victory feels like. And that's not because God is less powerful. That's because we've tried to fix it. That's because we've tried to understand it. And sometimes we just passed it off as tough luck when my God tells us that I will supply your need. Amen. According to the riches in glory. I believe it's time that the church begin to act in faith. Step out on faith. Claim that territory that Satan has taken back from you. Take it back with the mighty hand of God. How many knows all things are possible with God? He hears from God who says, I am with you wherever you go. But he reminds him, be strong, be courageous, and obey my word. We know this. Church knows this. This message is not unfamiliar. This message is not strange to your ears. We constantly talk about the troubles and trials of Israel, but we also preach about the victories of Israel and the mighty God that protected them, that gave them victory over battles, that brought them through 40 years without even a change of clothes. Sometimes I think we overlook those miracles that God gives us, the safety that He gives us each and every day. The good health, the good family, the place to worship. All of those are wonderful blessings from the Lord. So he says, be strong, be courageous, and obey my word. And we understand this. However, we sometimes need to be reminded that we do not walk alone. You know, there's something about the accompaniment of someone. There's times that even in our physical walk, we like to have someone with us for company, for encouragement, just to know that we're not alone. Many times we're encouraged as a church to call for the elders of the church to pray one for another. Amen? Because we understand that seemingly if one string is strong, then the three or four that twine together and wrap around each other even makes that string or that rope stronger. And we do that and we count on one another. But how many knows there's times when you can't get in touch with a saint of God or with a friend or a family member? There's times when Satan jumps on us and he comes against us and we know better. We understand what God says in His Word, but we feel like we're all alone facing this onslaught of whatever it is. And it gets so high and it gets so great, it seems like it's a burden we'll never be able to bear. And we ask for strength and we ask for guidance, but sometimes we can't look to God because we're looking at the situation. We need to be reminded that we're never alone. We're never alone, even in the darkest hour, even in your darkest trial, even in the most miserable time of your life. You have a confidant, you have a friend, you have a comforter through the Spirit of the Lord. That how many of us are glad that He made it possible that Jesus can live within us now? Amen. He walked with the disciples, but after He was crucified and after He rose from the dead, amen, He gave back a comforter. That comforter can walk within us now. I'm so thankful that whatever I face, I don't face it alone. Whatever I encounter, I have a power. I have a strength. I have a Savior who loves me, who cares for me, and He will reach down into the miriest clay and set our feet on a solid rock and establish our goings. As the Lord dealt with me this week to remind us and to remind myself that there's not a face or not a problem that we face alone. There's not a strange land. There's not a strange predicament. There's not a situation that we face alone, as long as we have the Spirit of the Lord within us to lead us and guide us. And it made me think, in fact, wasn't really going to share this, but last night I had one of those vivid dreams. Now the Bible says, and I'm going to tell it as a dream, because the Bible says your old man shall dream dreams. The visions are for the young men. I'm dreaming more than I'm having visions. Amen, because I've been here a while. But I'm telling it as a dream. And in my dream, I was in a strange place. Now, I don't know about you, but strange places make me nervous. Not just talking about physical locality. I'm talking about sometimes when we walk a path that we haven't traveled before. Maybe spiritually. Maybe it looks dark. Maybe it looks gloomy. Maybe it looks like there's no way out of it. And I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how versed in the Word you are. Sometimes that is a situation that causes us to be a little bit concerned. And I was in this strange place. And everywhere that I looked, nothing was familiar. I was in, I believe it was, my dream is vivid enough, I was in my uncle's store. That's Susan's dad and mother that ran a store on the front street of Villa Rica for a number of years. And I entered that store, which was a grocery store, and there was no groceries in the store. Now bear with me. There was almost any and everything other than groceries in that store. I tried to look in the stock room. I tried to look on the shelves. I tried to look at the registers. There were full registers, and they were selling any and everything but groceries. And I thought, this is strange. And I couldn't remember if my uncle had sold the store or what it was. So I walked out on the street, and the street was totally unfamiliar. I can't tell you how many times I walked the streets of Villa Rica and seemed like nothing ever changed. But in my dream, nothing I could identify with what I grew up with. Everything was changed. The geography was changed. The buildings were changed. And nothing was familiar. And then seemingly, as it got outside of the city, the countryside was totally and absolutely different. I could not. I looked for something, a familiar landmark or a familiar place. Brother Jim couldn't find it in my dream. And as all of this is overwhelming me, my mother walks up to me. Now, in my dream, mother was young. I remember mother when I was going to grammar school, and I was so proud when she came to our functions at school, because mother was a very attractive woman and she was so sweet and all. And when she would come, everybody said, "Is that your little mother?" I said, "That's my little mother." And mother came to me in my dream. And she put her hand on my shoulder and she said, "Don't be concerned." It was as plain as I'm telling you today. "Don't be concerned. You don't walk alone." And then mother was gone. And then later on I woke up in my dream. Now you might say, "Well, Brother Eddie, that was because you've been reading the scripture and that was on your heart and on your mind." Maybe so. I'm not telling that as a vision. I'm telling that God can speak to us sometimes even when we go to sleep. Sometimes that's the only time some of us will be still enough to listen to Him. Amen? But I thought, Lord, that is so simple. That is so encouraging. Why do we need to be reminded? If you're here today and you're facing some uncertainty, if you're here today and you don't know which way to go, if you're here today and you don't know whether to open the door or close the door, I'm telling you, you are not alone. There is one who walks with you. There is one that lifts you up when you're down and out, when you don't even know if you can take another step. He's right there to lift us up and carry us through every situation, through every problem that we encounter. And I thought, Lord, why do we need to be reminded? It's because so many times we take our eyes, our spiritual eyes, and our focus off of the Lord, and we place it on the obstacle. We place it on the problem. We place it on the situation, the choices that we must make. You see, I've made choices that came back to bite me. You know why? Because I didn't consult the Holy Ghost. I didn't ask the Lord's guidance. I was raised better. My mom and dad constantly referred to, if you make a decision, whether it be financial, whether it be physical, whatever that situation is, you consult the Lord first. Ask Him, because He knows the future. All you know is the present. Many of us, all we see is the situation in front of us. That's where faith comes in. That's where faith comes in. Again, put ourselves in Joshua's shoes, or in this case, his sandals. And he's looking over a land about to cross the Jordan. He has no idea except what the spies told him. Hadn't seen this land. He's newly appointed. He's leading a great group, a multitude of Israelis. And the children of Israel have multiplied even since they left Egypt. God has blessed them as the sands of the sea. He has multiplied them. He has fortified them. I want you to understand something I think we overlook a lot of times. The children of Israel were not a trained army. But they were victorious over battle after battle after battle against trained infantry, against people who were seasoned soldiers. But they had something that the devil ain't got. They had something that the enemy can't produce. They had the power of God on their side. Let me tell you, quit questioning your qualities. Quit questioning whether you got the right to do it or not. You're on the side of Almighty God. And Almighty God said, "I will be with you whithersoever you go. Whatever your sole of your foot touches, I'll give you." In Jesus' name, somebody put your hands together. Amen. God's going to make a way for you. God's going to do it. Amen. I'm concerned about you. Remember, you don't walk alone. You don't walk alone. There are some treacherous places that we travel sometimes, and when we have to travel those, we don't like to be alone. There's places we like the comfort of having somebody with us. But whether they're big, little, small, it doesn't matter, just the company of someone with us. Many, many years ago, a long time ago, I remember my grandmother telling me, "You don't have to be afraid to play out in the yard." Now that was not living in this present day. That was way back when, when it was safe. You knew your neighbors. Only had two or three cars pass by the road all day long. Different era, different time. But as a small boy, I remember not wanting to be outside by myself sometimes. My grandmother told me, said, you don't have to worry. Jesus is with you everywhere that you go. Now, this was before I actually started the school, probably 4 or 5 years old, and that was hard for me to understand because I hadn't learned to see through eyes of faith yet. I was still looking through natural eyes. So I skedaddle back outside, and I get on the swing set, and I'm playing, and every once in a while, I'm turning around to see if Jesus is standing there. And you know, I couldn't find him. No matter how many times, and how I thought, I'm not looking quick enough. So I try to sneak up on him. And I try to get my attention or his attention off of something. Every once I turn around. And I never found him. So being a 5-year-old or whatever and probably not too bright, I figured if I get on the swing set, I've seen my shadow before. As a swing, I can look down and see my shadow. I got you now, Jesus. So I get on the swing and I'm swinging and I'm looking to see if I can see the shadow of Jesus. And I never saw it. Only years later did I realize that whether I see it or not, sometimes whether I feel it or not, there is a very present help in time of trouble. There is one who goes with me. There is one who will never leave me nor forsake me. I feel him now. I thank God I can feel him on the outside of the church. I can feel him at home. Wherever I am, he's there with me. Somebody needs to know that this morning. You're not alone. The battle's not too big for God. Whatever it is, God's going to see you through it. If you believe that, put your hands together for Jesus. God has equipped us. God has made it possible for us to endure situations, to go through strongholds, to tear down imaginations and evil thoughts that Satan brings against us. And he's constantly doing it. And just to refer just slightly back to the dream, how many of us have looked around to see a nation that's unfamiliar? Places in our neighborhood that are unrecognizable. Not so much from a geographic standpoint as from a morale standpoint. Things are going south, going bad in our society today. Sometimes we don't recognize it. Sometimes I hear things like, is this the United Nations or the United States that I was living in? Is this the country? Is this the schools that we had? Is this that? Is this the government? And it's unfamiliar. And it's frightening at times. But understand, there is a presence with us who walks with us, who stays with us, and who will see us through every situation, every circumstance that we face. Something is weighing in the balance of some in our congregation today. Situations, decisions, problems. What do we do? We try to analyze it. What will be best for me? God changed my prayer on that. God, what will be best for you? I'll tell you, it works out better. Because really, I'm not down here to have all that good a time. Because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to go through a lot of troubles. But I like what the elder statesman said. I'm not put here to live. I'm put here to prepare to live. How many is making preparations to live in a glorious place? Sister Kayla talked about it. A place where there's no more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more decisions. Amen. Everything is going to be absolutely perfect. That Jesus went away and prepared a place where he is, we may be also. Isaiah the prophet, in chapter number 30, and verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word
behind thee. Oh, man, when the Spirit of the Lord led me to that, how many times? The only thing that we had to refer to was the Spirit of God that speaks to us. And it will remove all doubt. It will remove all confusion. We're looking for signs. We're looking for somebody to tell us which direction to go. Somebody to tell us what to do. Listen to that voice that God is speaking to us. He will not lead you astray. He will in fact make a way. He said behind thee saying, this is the way. Simple when God tells us. Because we didn't know which way. We didn't know which decision. We didn't know what to do. But this is the way. Walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Whether you go right or left, if you'll follow the direction of God, you will be successful. Amen. It takes the hardness, the difficulty out of the decision making that we're trying to weigh within ourselves, and we got it on the balance, looking at the good things about it, the bad things about it, when we ought to say, Lord, you just speak to me. You just speak to me. But when He speaks, we must listen and we must obey. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Oh, how many does that wake up this morning? So many times we want to make decisions on our understanding, on our perception of the situation, when we need to be trusting in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Again, I want to remind somebody that you don't walk alone. You don't walk alone. Even in the loneliest times, you don't walk alone. Even in the most uncertain circumstances, you don't walk alone. Somebody might say, well, Brother Eddie, all of those are well and good, but that's in the Old Testament. Man, and God did lead and direct through His prophets and through His audible voice at times, but we're living in a different era. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Colossians, which is in the New Testament. After the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who said, I will send a comforter in my name. Thank God for the helper. Amen. In Colossians, the second chapter, verses 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Again, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. How? Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. There's a way to walk in Christ, abounding in love and thanksgiving. In adoration and praise to a God who will not leave you, won't forsake you, but He'll be there with you through every situation. I just believe the Lord wanted to remind the church, wanted to remind us this morning, you're not alone. Even in the darkest hour, even in the midnight hour when you can't sleep, tears running down your cheek and you don't know what to do, you don't know which decision to make, you don't know how, which way to turn, I want to assure you that God is right there with you. Amen. He's concerned about you. Just as in the dream, my mother tapped me on the shoulder and said, I'm concerned about you. And the only advice she gave me, you don't walk alone. If you don't remember anything else I said today, remember this, you do not walk alone. I'd like for our music to return if they would. Thank you for your attentiveness this morning. Thank you for coming in with a spirit of praise and worship. Wasn't praise and worship good this morning? Weren't the songs just timely? Just what we needed to hear. There's a reason for that. We don't walk alone. We have a Master. We have a Savior. Amen. Who will, in fact, make a way for us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If God is good to you, give Him praise.
Would you stand? Would you stand and let's just worship the Lord? Praise the Lord. God is with you. I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That old mountain's too high, more the valley's too wide. Listen to this. I thought I could do a lot on my own. Thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. If you know it, sing it, church. Oh, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high. The valley's too wide. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to confess that. Especially us men, we've been taught that be a man's man. Work it out. You know, you don't need help. You can do it. Asking for help is a sign of weakness. No, that is not biblical. Man, I think the strongest and greatest men were relying on God's presence and on God's Spirit. None of us are too big. None of us are too mighty. None of us are too strong to make it on our own. So forget that. If you have a situation, if you have a problem, if you have a decision, why don't you place it in God's hands? While every head is bowed, while every eye is closed. If you need a touch in your life, if you need the Lord to direct you, if you're not where you need to be with the Lord spiritually, why don't you come to this altar? Get refreshed. Rededicate your life to the Lord. Understand that you're not alone. God walks with you. Some of you saints of God, you elders, gather around these that are coming to the altar. I want you to pray with them. These are your brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to pray. We're going to get a hold of the throne of God. God's going to bless. God's going to touch. And God's going to anoint. Give the Lord Jesus praise in this place this morning. God bless you. We love you. Amen. You just need to tell Satan, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I got somebody with me.
So strong, you can just feel it. And as Brother Eddie said, I just thank each and every one of you as you came in this morning, that came in with the mind to worship and praise the Lord and receive what He has for us. His word is powerful, and if we just take that situation, and as soon as we walk in the house, just turn it over to the Lord. I know the struggles of getting up in the mornings, the routines, of running around, and whether it be Sunday school, coming straight from class, running up here, whatever it is. But you know, if we come in that mind frame to receive what God has for each and every one of you. Praise God. You watching online, we love you. We miss you. If you happen to be looking on for the first time, if you have a prayer request or for any reason, just put it in the comment category and we will be praying for you. Because it's not us. It's not about us. It's all about Him. In the name of Jesus, we come together. I am going to ask the ushers, if you would, just continue the business. Just if y'all would beat the doors as people leave and feel comfortable. No pressure. And also, we have choir practice this evening at 5 p.m. Anyone want to be in the choir? This is the perfect opportunity. Join us at 5 up here in the sanctuary. But I don't want to dwell on the business. I think God has already just brought the messages we needed to hear this morning. So good to see each and every one of you. Love you. And all of our visitors and guests, you're more than welcome. Make yourself at home. Shake the hands of someone that you haven't had a chance to see this morning and let them know how much the Lord loves them. All hearts and minds clear. This altar is still open. That's why his brother Eddie said, we don't have a program. We will pray with you as long as necessary. Don't forget our service tonight at 6. We'd love to have you. Choir practice at 5. All righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to take an intermission. Like I said, you're all invited back this evening. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, we thank you for ministering to us. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to pull up to the table and feast on your word. Dear Lord, we thank you for each and everyone that's here, for answering prayers, dear Lord, for your anointing presence, dear Lord, and we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, now as we prepare to depart, Lord, we ask for your protection to be on each and every one of us. Lord, from the young people out in the children's church, dear Lord, to all of us, dear Lord, and we will just ask that you'll bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, we love and praise you in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Watching, therefore, you know.